Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Now that we have talked about the basic deferrals and accruals in terms of making adjustments, let's look at a couple of specific examples of these deferrals and accruals. And in this particular module, let's talk a little bit about depreciation. So let's go ahead and get right into it, and let's go to the next slide. And let's start with a basic definition of depreciation. Depreciation, defined as the systematic allocation of the cost of a plant asset. Plant assets are buildings and equipment. So the systematic allocation of the cost of a plant asset to expense over its useful life. That's kind of a mouthful. Think of depreciation as simply the using up of buildings and equipment. Now, we've kind of seen that term before, this idea of using up. So just think of depreciation as the using up of these plant assets, buildings and equipment. Now we know that whenever some asset gets used up, that makes it an expense. So we're going to need an adjustment at the end of every accounting period to recognize the fact that some of the buildings and equipment have been used up and transferred over to the income statement as an expense. Hence the name or the idea in that very top definition, the allocation of the cost of a plant asset to expense over its useful life. We know as an asset gets used up, it becomes an expense. Well, let's go ahead to the next slide, and I think a very key point to recognize about depreciation, and I want you to be comfortable with this, it's something that's rather counterintuitive. Depreciation is not related to the value of an asset. It has absolutely nothing to do with the value of an asset. And like I said, I do think this is counterintuitive. My guess is most of you have heard this statement. Don't buy a new car, because as soon as you buy the new car and drive it off of the lot, it depreciates in value, meaning the value has decreased. And in that context, that's fine. But in an accounting context, depreciation is completely independent from the asset's value. It is not related to the decline in an asset's value. All depreciation is the using up of an asset. We do not depreciate an asset because its value is decreasing. So the question then becomes, if we don't depreciate an asset because its value is decreasing, well why do we? What is depreciation? Why do we even bother doing it? Go to the next slide and let's answer that question. The reason we depreciate an asset is the matching concept. Just like it was the matching concept in the previous modules when we talked about using up a prepaid expense. Remember back to those modules? We went out, we purchased an asset, we made a prepayment, and that prepayment was classified as an asset. It did not become an expense until it was used up. Following the matching concept, getting the expense in the year it has been used. Same idea here. We go out and we buy these buildings and we purchase this equipment, and that's an asset. But over time, we use these assets to hopefully generate revenue. And as the revenue is generated, we need to match the expense to the same year. So that's what depreciation is all about. It's taking the cost of an asset and recording it as an expense as it is used up in accordance with the matching concept. This idea of the matching concept, it'll follow us all quarter long. We're not going to be able to get away from it. It's something that's very, very important. And you want to be comfortable with exactly what it's dealing with. Think of depreciation not as a valuation process, but rather as a cost allocation process. Taking the cost of an asset, allocating it to an expense as the asset is used up. Keep in mind one last time, depreciation is not related in any way to the declining value of an asset. We don't record our assets at their value. Remember the historical cost concept. We record them at cost. So it doesn't make sense to then record their decline in value. That's not what depreciation is. Okay, let's go ahead to the next slide. And now that we know we're going to have to record depreciation as part of an adjusting entry, let's take a look at what that adjusting entry would look like. The adjusting entry to record depreciation done every year as we use up the buildings and equipment, a debit to the account depreciation expense, and a credit to the account accumulated depreciation. And then you can see down there, I've given you what the journal entry would look like. You see the debit to the expense and a credit to this thing called accumulated depreciation. Now let's go to the next slide and let's talk about these two accounts for just a couple of minutes. What are these things? And let's start with the easier of the two, the depreciation expense. Well, depreciation expense is an expense account, and you'll find it right there on the income statement with all of our other expenses, salaries expense and utilities expense and rent expense. So it's just another example of an expense account. It represents the portion of the buildings and equipment used up. Now, another key note about the depreciation expense, because it is an expense, it of course reduces net income. And as I just said a second ago, it represents the amount of the buildings or equipment used up in the current year, in the year that we're covered, or that is covered, by the income statement. The depreciation expense, I think that's the easier of the two to kind of get your hands around. Expense account, found on the income statement, reduces net income, and it simply represents the amount of the buildings or equipment used up in the current year. The accumulated depreciation, the other part of that transaction, a little bit different. Let's do some bullet point characteristics for this account as well. Accumulated depreciation causes a reduction in assets. It causes our assets to be decreased on the balance sheet. Now you should be able to tell me, because we've seen a previous example of something like this. What type of account would you call that? Any type of account that causes a reduction or decrease is a contra account. Accumulated depreciation causes a decrease in assets, so it would be classified as a contra asset account. This contra asset account would have a normal balance on the credit side. Right? Contra asset means opposite of asset. The normal balance for an asset is on the debit side. So for a contra asset, opposite of, to reduce assets, it just follows the opposite set of rules. Normal balance on the credit side of the T account. Now we'll find this accumulated depreciation account on the balance sheet, directly underneath the asset being depreciated, either the buildings or equipment, as a decrease. That's what it means to be a contra asset account. Found on the balance sheet, as a decrease to assets. One other important point about the accumulated depreciation and how it differs from the depreciation expense. The expense is the amount used up in that current year. On the balance sheet, the accumulated depreciation represents the total amount of the asset used up from the time it was purchased until the point in time that we're preparing the balance sheet. Remember, this is the difference, the balance sheet, point in time statement. So as of this certain day, that's the total amount of that asset that has been used up. The expense, what's on the income statement, covers a period of time, and that represents how much has been used up in that one period of time. One other thing to note, and then we'll move on. For all of the different accounts that we learn, you ought to be able to do these bullet point characteristics. What kind of account is it? What's the normal balance? On which financial statement would you find that account? How does it impact the financial statement items? For example, depreciation expense reduces net income. For example, accumulated depreciation reduces assets. So you ought to be able to do these key bullet point characteristics for each of the accounts we talk about. Let's go ahead to the next slide. And we know that accumulated depreciation, I'm going to give you a little test. What did we just say it was? What type of account did we say it was? Answer to yourself. Well, it's a contra asset account, right? And what does it mean to be a contra asset account? Well, it means that it will reduce our assets. So our accumulated depreciation contra asset account shown as a reduction of assets on the balance sheet. The way in which it would appear on the balance sheet would look something like this. There's a partial balance sheet, and you can see it's going to be in the PP&E section, right? Because it reduces buildings and equipment, which are both long-term assets with a physical substance, i.e. PP&D. You can see here an example. We have the equipment at its historical cost of $100,000. We then subtract the accumulated depreciation, the amount of that equipment that has been used up as of this point in time. In this example, $40,000. And then we can figure our total PP&E by just doing the subtraction. In that case, $60,000. Okay, that's how the account accumulated depreciation appears on the balance sheet. Let's go ahead to the next slide, and let's talk about how to calculate it. A little later in the course, we'll learn a couple of different ways of doing this calculation. For now, let's just go with the basic calculation. The depreciation expense per year calculated by taking the cost of the asset minus something we call residual value and dividing it by its useful life. Now we know what the cost is, right? That's the whole idea of historical cost. The residual value simply represents the company's estimate of what they think the asset can be sold for at the end of its life. It's just an estimate. The useful life is an estimate of how long we think we'll be able to use the asset. So to calculate the depreciation, the amount of the asset used up, the amount transferred to the income statement as an expense, take its cost, subtract what we think we can sell it for at the end of its life, and then divide by the number of years we think we can use it. Cost minus residual over life. Now that we know that, let's try our hand at doing a little example related to depreciation. Let's go to the next slide, and let's go back to that problem from the website that you need to have in front of you, and I believe we're up to case G on depreciation. Here's what it says. On January 1st, 1999, XYZ Company purchased equipment for $38,000. The equipment had a five-year life and was assigned a $2,000 residual value. Okay, before we worry about anything to do with the depreciation, let's just record the basic transaction of buying the asset. This is something that you all should be able to do. How would you record the purchase of the equipment at January 1st? Well, there it is. Debit equipment, credit cash for its cost. But we know once we own equipment and buildings, they're going to get used up and we're going to have to depreciate them. So let's calculate the depreciation for 1999 on this piece of equipment. Remember how to do it. Cost minus residual divide by life. We are using up, in this case, $7,200 a year. We're going to transfer to the income statement $7,200 every year for 5 years. Now that we know that amount, let's go to the next slide. And let's go ahead and take a look at how to do that adjusting entry. All right, what do you think? What are we going to record? We've already seen it, right? We know what the adjusting entry should look like. Debit depreciation expense and credit this accumulated depreciation for the $7,200. Now that we've made the adjustment, every bit is important. Let's determine how this impacts the financial statements. To do that, let's identify the account types. We know that depreciation expense is an expense account, and we should know accumulated depreciation, a contra asset account. How is this going to impact the financial statements? Well, let's take a look. We have an expense that causes an increase to our expenses. When expenses go up, that causes net income to go down. But as soon as net income is decreased, we also know that equity, specifically retained earnings, is decreased. The effect on net income is the effect on retained earnings. Lastly, to balance our balance sheet, we have a contra asset. Contra asset causes a reduction in assets, so our assets have also decreased. and we bounce. Let's go ahead to the last slide, and I'd like to end this module with a question. Depreciation. Would you classify depreciation as an accrual or a deferral? Think about it for just a second, and what do you think is appropriate? Well, we would go ahead and classify depreciation as a deferral. The reason, we paid the cash on January 1st when we purchased the equipment. The action, i.e. the recording of the expense, didn't come until later as the asset was used up. Exchange of cash first, expense recorded later, that is a deferral.